Hello, everyone. Come on in. Happy Saturday. Coach Christy here with you on our monthly maintenance call. Let me get everything going here. Oh, shoot. I forgot to change my name, but that's really not that big of a deal. Y'all know that I am not Corinne because you're in maintenance, so you've been around a while. Okay, let's see. How's everybody doing today? I am well. If you've been, good morning from Connecticut. Hey, Jane. If you have been listening to my calls, y'all know that I have been trying to get into my new house for a long time, and we are in. So I got Carl the cow behind me, but he's not hung up yet. So right now, does it look like I have cow ears? Because like my head is in between. So one of my clients told me that. I thought, well, that's funny. Maybe I'll leave him there like that. Okay. Good morning from Knoxville. Oh, thanks, Deb. I look adorable. I'm all decked out for Valentine's Day, right? Well, except they won't stay right. My earrings won't stay right. Knoxville. Hi from Iowa. Hey, Trisha. Hey, Janelle. Good to see you on here. Hey, Lori. Doing great in San Diego. Love to hear all that. Good morning, everybody. Eat more chicken. Yeah, I know. Chick-fil-A. Okay, let's get into it. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is to your monthly maintenance call. And today we are going to be talking about your inner dialogue, which is what you all voted on in the maintenance Facebook group. I gave you four options for a topic, and inner dialogue was the clear winner of what to talk about, which makes sense to me because working on my own inner dialogue really sort of happened after I got good at the four basics. A lot of you know, and maybe even have had a similar journey to mine. I joined OBS and lost all my weight, and I thought it was super easy. I didn't do any thought work. I would just follow the four basics, and I was like, wow, this is really not that hard. And then I had some life events happen. My oldest son went away to college for the first time. We moved from Las Vegas to Texas, so we bought a house. Anyway, and I gained 15 pounds. And so I was like, wow, what happened? So what I decided was, after I pouted for about 3 months, I decided that I was going to go back and I was going to figure out what did Corinne teach that I really hadn't dabbled in yet? And it was the thought work. And what was interesting about it was I didn't think that I had any negative thoughts. I was like, I don't think bad thoughts about myself. And so once I started getting into it, what I realized is I didn't necessarily have a negative mindset about myself, but I didn't say sentences that were leading to helpful actions in that moment. I was having a very negative self-inner dialogue that was not helping me show up the way I needed to get off those 15 pounds. And so when we think about this month is self-love in OBS, which if you guys haven't checked out the website that has the this month in OBS, please go check it out. It's so cool. There's like a special little monthly habit tracker that goes with our topic for this month. And it's got like three little fun things to track. But the first thing on that habit track, and it's in the guide, if you download the guidebook, is did you say something nice to yourself today? And I just love that. But I kind of wanted to clarify for us in maintenance that self-love and inner dialogue, it's not just how you talk to yourself, it's how you're talking in general that creates a feeling that leads to our actions and how we show up. So this call is going to be great if you are in maintenance already and you just want to work on having a more positive self-image of yourself. But it's also going to be great for those of you that are maybe above your maintenance range or you're headed down to maintenance and you're getting kind of close. It's going to help you sort of identify, how am I talking to myself on a regular basis? Maybe not about by myself, but how am I talking to myself that are maybe keeping me stuck on the scale or feeling good about my ability to stay in maintenance. So it's really just sort of a understanding of your conversation that you have on a regular basis and how we can improve that. Okay, so why is this important, right? This is important because all of this inner dialogue and the way we talk to ourselves, it's going to play a huge role in your success. And I don't mean just getting to maintenance, I mean staying in maintenance. Because let's face it, that's the goal. Not only do we want to lose our weight, we want to stay here and we want to maintain it. And if you are in maintenance and you've been maintaining it, then why is understanding your inner dialogue going to be helpful? Because it's just really good for your overall well-being. You know, we talk about here in No BS, we want you to lose your weight, and we want you to have the life that you deserve. And part of that life that you deserve is a positive relationship with yourself. So that's why we're talking about this today. Okay. So I kind of alluded a little bit to how our thoughts, the things we say to ourselves, right? Or the sentences that run through our head, how they create feelings for us, right? And then from that feeling is how we sort of show up or don't show up, right? So let me give you a quick example. So let's say you weigh in today and you are at the top end of your maintenance range, okay? So you might have a thought about that, like, oh Lord, here I go. This is a slippery slope. I'm going to bump out of my maintenance range, something like that. You have some thoughts about that. Well, that might create like worry or fear or anxiety. And from that feeling place, that's when we start thinking about things like, oh, I should restrict today. Maybe you even do restrict, right? Or maybe you change your plan, to eat like in an old diet way that you used to. Or, maybe you do the other thing, which is you don't honor hunger at all and you starve yourself for that day or something like that, right? So that thought, like, oh my goodness, this is a slippery slope, or I'm at the top end of my range, this is a problem, that creates a negative feeling, which then leads to usually negative actions. Now, there's not always, right? We can do like thought interrupts and things like that. I'm not going to get into that today. But that inner dialogue, that inner sentence that we say to ourselves is going to lead to a feeling which will eventually lead to actions or inactions. Okay. So that's why this is so important to understand. Now, outside of weight, let's say you're in your maintenance range and maybe you have a partner and you have a fight with your partner and you think, oh my gosh, they're such a jerk and we're never going to get past this or something like that. Well, that would create a feeling, maybe anger, maybe hurt, something like that. And from that place, you're going to act in a certain way, right? And so that's why when we talk about inner dialogue, how does it affect us in maintenance and being able to maintain our weight? It's our relationships too, right? Our relationships with others, our relationships with ourselves. Okay. So a negative inner voice, if we are noticing that we have a very consistent negative inner voice, which I'm just going to tell y'all, for me, it's kind of my default. Now, I'm sure there's people out there that don't experience that, but for me, my go-to, or some people say like the lens that I look at things from, or my habit thoughts, or the things that just come up automatically, for me are typically kind of negative. And so that those negative thoughts lead to, in the feeling line for me, self-doubt, maybe stress, and feeling stuck. And then those actions reflect those negative feelings. So as the example that I said earlier, if you have a thought like, I'll never be able to maintain this weight, yay, I got here, but I'll never be able to keep it. Well, then your actions from there might be to overeat, over-index your overeats, like make them a bigger deal than they are. You'll take a slower time to recover. You'll start considering other diets and things like that. Whereas if you had a supportive inner voice, right, then that might lead to a feeling of empowered consistency. Things like if you're at the top of your maintenance range, you might say things like, I'm still in my maintenance range. This is an acceptable weight, then that might lead to feeling empowered or confident. And then from those feelings is how we show up. Okay. So here's your goal for today. So if you're taking notes, here's the goal. We want to get into the habit of recognizing our inner voice, because once we have a connection and awareness with that inner voice, then we have the opportunity to talk back to it and put deliberate thinking in place of it. Okay, so your goal today is to help you recognize that inner voice. And then the second one is, once we recognize it, what are some ways that we could actually improve it to support my maintenance success, weight loss success, if you're still losing weight, or maybe just my relationships overall with myself and or others. Okay, so how do we recognize our inner dialogue? What do y'all think? I see some of y'all have named your inner voice here. I love this. That is going to be a homework assignment, is going to be to name our inner voice. I see Veronica said she named her Judgy Judy. I love that. So good, so good. So what are some ways that you all connect to your inner dialogue? Post in the chat. Let me hear what you've got. What do you say? How do you know what you're thinking? This was something that was so foreign to me. At the top of the call, I was telling you all that, I never did any of the thought work. I didn't even know how to hear myself. Okay. Sophie says, I just started realizing that I should talk back to negative self-talk or my inner critic. Awesome. But how did you know that you were having negative thoughts? Very hard to hear yourself. Yeah. Anybody have a suggestion? Come on, maintainers. Some of y'all have been around a hot minute. There's one big thing that we use in No BS. Yes, Sue, thank you. Journaling. Yes, exactly. Notice when there's a stream of thoughts racing through my head. That's a really good point. Julie and Jeff Burrows. That's a really good point. So sometimes we can hear the sentences that we're saying. Like sometimes I can hear myself, especially if I'm having an urge, I can hear myself say things. But oftentimes for me, I catch the feeling. I notice that I'm feeling anxious or stressed or angry or sad. I notice my feelings more than I hear my thoughts. Does anybody else do that? Yeah, Michelle says she can hear it in her body first. Yep. Veronica says, I never heard myself until I started working this program. So true. Yes, Drea, that's exactly what I do. I feel my emotion first, and then I ask myself, why am I feeling this way? Some of y'all are really good at catching your thinking, and others of us are really good at catching our feelings and then asking, what am I thinking that's creating that feeling? Some of us are really good at catching ourselves in the act, right? Like if you catch yourself self-sabotaging, overeating, saying F it, like any of that stuff, go ahead and ask yourself, what was I feeling in that moment? And then back it up one more step and say, and why was I feeling that? Like you can catch it at any level, thought, feeling, or action. So good. Feelings for sure, says Sylvia. Yeah, more feeling than a voice. Question if you would talk that way to a friend. Yeah, we're going to get to that, Jane. So true. So true. Okay. So here's a way that you can become aware. If you are not doing like our discovery worksheets, if you're not a journaler, that's fine. We have sort of guided, what I would call like guided journaling. In the planner, in the No BS planner. And that's sort of like a way for you to connect with your thoughts about something. So if you have an overeat, I highly recommend doing a discovery worksheet or journal about it. I personally like to journal. I journal every evening when I do my little assessment of the day. And I just write about what do I think was going on? What was I feeling? What would I do differently? I sort of do like a just kind of a breakdown of what I think happened. But that's a great way to connect to your inner dialogue, journaling. It's the one of the best ways I know. If you're not a journaler and you have an accountability partner, talk out loud to your accountability partner. If you are like in Marco Polo, or you can leave a voice message to yourself and then go back and listen to it. Because when you can hear yourself, from like a separate, it's kind of the same way when we write, like when you can go back and read your journaling, then you can see your thoughts a little better. Same thing, like you can leave a Marco Polo, you can leave yourself a video, and then go back and watch it. But journaling is my absolute most favorite way to connect. Also, just closing your eyes and doing a little meditation, right? Meditation, I am not a good meditator, y'all, but I'm getting better. But it's a great way for me to hear my thinking. It's a great way for me to hear my thinking. So if you don't have access to a journal, or you don't have an accountability partner or another way to do it, close your eyes and just listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you tell yourself. So everybody ask their self right now, Let's check in with our own inner dialogue. And I want you to type in the chat the very first thing that comes to your mind. What do I say to myself when I make a mistake? Everybody type in the chat. What do you say to yourself when you make a mistake? Janelle says, damn it. Idiot, says Annette. Damn, fuck, damn it. That's all right. Aw, shit. I should know better. Damn it, shit, dummy. Just like always. I'm so stupid, asshole. Oh, hell's bells. Yeah, dumbass. If you can get past the sweep it under the rug thoughts, does anybody do that? Does anybody say when they make a mistake, does anybody say to themselves, oh, I'll just start again tomorrow. It's fine. Does anybody do that? I do that sometimes. What the hell? What's wrong with you? Yeah, well, fuck it. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes we say, I'll just sweep it under the rug. That reminds me of my old Weight Watcher days, right? When I used to go over my points, I'm like, well, I ruined today. I'll have to start again tomorrow, right? So if you can get past those sweep it under the rug thoughts, because when we sweep it under the rug, guess what we're not doing? We're not investigating. We're not even saying, you know, you're so stupid. We're not even saying anything. We're just like pretending it didn't happen. At least if you hear yourself say things like you're so stupid or you should know better or those things, we have an opportunity to talk back to those things. But if you can get past the let's just ignore it stage, then we're on to the next stage, which is hearing that negative thoughts that we say to ourselves, right? So some of y'all may know that my negative guy that lives in my brain, his name is Steve. And my brain, Steve, says the same things y'all say. Same thing. You should know better. Why did you do that? You should have done this, right? He is very, very, very clear on what I should have done after the fact, right? So you might be saying things like, I always mess up. I'll never figure this out. You might make a bigger deal than it really is. I would also argue that sometimes my Steve will give me an excuse that feels very true. Like that's also part of my inner dialogue when I make a mistake. Well, you know, you only did this because. Like Steve is a really good negotiator and a really, really good justifier. So that also is unhelpful thinking that does not lead me to success. So harsh self-criticism you might have, doubt you might have, excuses disguised as truth, those you might have as well. But each of those things are part of our inner dialogue and that we want to hear them. So if you can get past that, let's just forget that it happened, let's pretend it didn't happen, and you get to the point where you hear what you're saying, that's amazing. That's a really, really, really great part of this process because then we have an opportunity to move to the next step. Okay. So before we move on to the next step, I want you to think about the last time you overate. Everybody think about the last time they overate. Maybe skipped a workout, maybe a time that you felt stuck. Think about that. Think about the last time you overate. Maybe didn't anytime you didn't show up in a way that you wanted to. For me, it was last night. I overate last night. So I want you to think about that. And then ask yourself, what was your immediate thought? Write it down if you can. You can post it in the chat if you want. Some of you guys have already posted. What did you immediately think after your last overeat or the last time you didn't show up the way you wanted to? What was your immediate thought? Just a fool. I know better. You felt disappointment, Audrey. Yeah. Yep. You felt disappointment. I know better, says Kim. My thought last night was, you should have eaten slower. Why did you do that? Now you're going to feel sick. Maybe I should talk to myself out loud. Ooh, Darlene, that's a great suggestion. If you can't journal, talking to yourself out loud is another way for you to actually hear yourself. You can try it, Darlene, right now. Say out loud to yourself, you're doing a good job. Everybody say that right now, out loud to yourself. You're doing a good job. It lands different, doesn't it, when you say it out loud versus just think it. Okay, here's the key. This is your takeaway. All of those things that you initially said after the overeat, the first thing that you said to yourself, that's not actually you. This is why I name my habit brain. It's not really you. It's a collection of learned thoughts. It's like a automatic response that you learned somewhere along your journey. So that means, which is good, right? This is good because that means you can unlearn them. You can learn something new to put on top of it. It means that it can be changed. Okay. So all of those initial thoughts that you had, that's not really you. That's y'all Steve. That's your Judgy Judy. Anybody else have a name that they gave their habit brain? My clients have some funny ones. One of my clients named hers Richard so she can shorten it and call him something else. yeah, Annette. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that's the good news. The good news is that your inner dialogue is not really you. It's just your habit brain. And it's very, very helpful to name them. It helps create some separation between what you're immediately thinking and what you can choose to think on purpose. Okay, so how do you change it? We have to challenge the thought, and then we can practice shifting it. So here's your biggest challenge. Instead of accepting those negative thoughts and believing them, I want you to challenge them. I want you to question them. Okay, it's a three-step process. The first thing we want to do, which we've already talked about, we have to notice it. We have to catch them. There has to be an awareness. The second thing I want you to do is challenge it. Is this 100% true? Somebody in the chat said earlier, would I say this to a friend? And then the third step is to reframe it. So, first step, notice it. Second step, question it, challenge it. Third step, let's reframe it. What else can be true? What is a different perspective? What's a more helpful way to see this? Even if you say to yourself, but Christy, it feels really true. Is it helpful? This reminds me of the book soundtracks that John Acuff wrote. He had three things. Is it kind? Is it true? Is it helpful? Sometimes our thoughts feel very, very true. And I don't argue with my clients about whether it's true or not, but I usually can get them with this one. Is it helpful? Because if we understand that your thoughts create your feelings, which lead to our actions, even if you believe your thought is true, if the answer is it's leading to crappy actions that are not helping you, it's not a helpful thought. So there's got to be a different perspective or a different angle that we can look at it that would be more helpful. So, for example, instead of saying, I'll never get this right, you can challenge that and say, is that true? No, it's not true. Because I bet there's evidence of times that you did get it right. Then you can reframe it and say, you know what? Actually, I'm just figuring this out, just like I have with other things. There have been some other things that I thought I would never figure out that I have. If you think, I blew it today, I really screwed up, you can say, you know what? I can't actually mess this up, right? I can't mess this up. This is my life. This is my journey. This is my relationship with food. I can't mess that up. It's mine. There's no right or wrong way. What's next? That's actually one of my clients. We do daily affirmations in my private coaching, and then I have them write it every day. And her affirmation is, "I can't mess this up. Just keep going." And she writes it every day at the top of her planner. I can't mess this up because she's really working on the relationship she has with herself and with food. So you can consider that adding a daily affirmation that promotes, you know, positive self-talk if it's not something that you're used to. Okay. Let's talk about step number four, your homework. You have a little bit of homework. First thing I want you all to do is I would love for you to name your inner dialogue voice. If you want to come to the Facebook group, the maintenance Facebook group, go ahead and share with us, or you can share it in the chat. What do you think you might name him or her? It could be a her or him. You know, some examples are, is it, let's see, Doubtful Debbie, the overthinker, the food police. I used food police for a little while. Yeah, if your inner voice was a person or a character, what would it be? What would you name them? Think about that. That's going to be a little bit of a homework assignment for you. Then, when you hear that inner dialogue and that inner negative critic, you can say, you know, things like, well, thanks for your opinion, but we're going another way. Or, you know, thanks for that input, but we're going to think this instead. Okay. All right. So, your homework four is to name your inner critic voice, share with us in the Facebook group. what it is. Aggie, we've got an Aggie short for Agnes. I had a bossy Aunt Agnes. That's great. Buttercup, suck it up, Buttercup. This is how it's going to go now. I love that. Oh, thanks for sharing those. Okay, so your homework is to name your inner critic voice, share with us in the Facebook group. Number two, start noticing your inner dialogue over the next week or so, maybe next month until we meet next month. Write down a few of your negative thoughts that you have on repeat. Most of us have like a handful that are like really common recurring ones. And then I want you to really challenge them and question them and ask yourself, is this true? Is this even helpful? Is there another way that I can look at this that is going to lead to more positive actions? And lastly, I really want you guys to decide what kind of coach do you want to be for yourself? And then when you're reframing those thoughts, ask yourself, how can I be that kind of coach for myself? Some of us do really good with like firm, you know, like what I would say, suck it up, buttercup stuff. And then others of us need like a gentler approach, like, hey, it's okay. Let's just keep going. You're doing a great job. Some of us need that. So you all know yourself best. So you get to decide what kind of coach do I need to be for myself? So when you're reframing those thoughts, reframe it in a way that's going to be helpful to you. And for me, I'm kind of a mix. Like when it comes to exercise, I'm a suck it up buttercup. But when it comes to overeating, I need a gentler hand. I have a lot of diet trauma and a lot of diet history that I need a little bit more compassion and understanding when it comes to my eating. But certain things in my life, I like a sort of hard line coach, and then other times I need sort of a softer hand. So when you're reframing those thoughts, keep that in mind. Okay, this is an open coaching call. So we are now to my most favorite part. Which is let's chat. So let's see. I've got one person that's got their hand raised. So you guys go ahead. We have plenty of time to get to whoever wants to get coached today. So iPhone 4, I'm going to promote you to a panelist, and then we're gonna chit chat. All right, let's see what happened. Okay. I'm iPhone 4, your hand is raised. If you did not mean to have your hand raised, put it down. I am trying to promote you. All right, let me see. Janelle says, I will coach myself as I would coach my best friend or any of my clients. Janelle, I love that idea, right? I love that. So many times I say to my clients when they tell me some of their shitty thoughts, I'm like, would you say that to like your daughter or your best friend? And they're like, well, no. And sometimes when they don't know what to say, they're like, well, I don't know what I would say back to that. And I'll just say, well, pretend it's me. You know, I'm just telling you about the pizza that I overate last night. What would you say to me? Right? All right, let's see. iPhone 4, I don't think you meant to have your hand raised because I'm trying to promote you and you are not coming up. So post in the chat if that was you. I have a question in the Q&A. Okay, now I repeat my client's affirmation. Thanks. Yeah, absolutely, Jackie. It is, you can't mess this up. Just keep going. You can't mess this up. Just keep going. That is her affirmation. Mine right now, in case you know you are wondering, while we're waiting for people to raise their hands, mine right now is about connection. I don't know. Did I share this last month? I can't remember. It's kind of long, and so I still have to look at it. I don't have it memorized. When I was losing weight, my affirmation was, I use the power of my thinking to trust the wisdom of my stomach. And now that I've been in maintenance for a while, I sort of switched it up to kind of go with more of a life relationship affirmation because my word of this year is connection. And so it is, I'm going to see if I can remember this. It is, I am deeply rooted in love and connection with myself and others. I make space outside of work for that connection through meaningful friendships and hobbies. It's kind of a long one, but it's really, really working for me. Just an example, you know, we moved into this house and so boxes everywhere. If you've moved, you understand what I'm saying. We had had on the calendar a plan to have some friends over for dinner. Tonight, actually. And all week I was like, oh my God, I just need to cancel. Like, it's like too much. Like, I don't feel like having anybody over. I'm like, the house is a mess. I don't want to think about what to cook and all this stuff. But then I wrote my affirmation the next morning and I was like, Christy, like, you said you were going to make space outside of work for meaningful connections with friends. This is your opportunity. And so I didn't cancel. So tonight they're coming over. I pick something really, really easy for dinner. And I'm just, the house is the house. And they're not coming over to see my house. Well, they are a little bit coming over to see the new house, but they're my friends. So they're coming over to see me. So that's the cool part about affirmations is if you write them every day, even if you don't believe them, if you write them every day, they come in clutch when you need them. They will pop into your head. Once you've practiced them enough, they will pop into your head in the moment that you need them. At least that's my experience. Okay, nobody else has their hand raised. Are we getting out of here early? Is this really going to be a 30-minute maintenance call? Oh, you're welcome, Michelle. Thank you for that example. Yeah, I love a good affirmation. Anybody else want coaching? All right, Janelle's coming up to see me. Oh, I love me some Janelle. All right, I'm promoting you, but Janelle. Let's chat. All right. Let's see what Janelle's talking about today. Hey, girl. Hey. Oh, I
Long
can't hear
time
you. Oh, there you go.
no chat. How are you?
I know. I'm so good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm other than recovering from hand surgery,
I saw
but
you posted in the maintenance group that, or on the in the main group, I think, that you had hands or surgery, but you did so well.
yeah, so far so good. The cast comes off Tuesday and I'm excited. Yeah, right now I'm just kind of struggling with being home off work since the middle of December. I find myself just grazing when I'm not hungry and not necessarily, oh, here goes some diet shit. Not
Yeah.
necessarily grazing on healthy food. I mean, it's not terribly unhealthy. It's things like cheese sticks and fruit bars.
Okay.
My brain still wants to count those macros like protein and carbs and all that shit. And Steve will pop in. See, we're Steve twins.
Love
Steve
it.
will, you started out as Steven, and then that was too long when I was bitching at him. Then he starts saying, you're down to 125. You're never going to be able to maintain that. That was how much you weighed when you were drinking all the time. Do you think you're going to go back to that? Just some of that shit.
Yeah. Do you
So
catch it? When do you catch that, Janelle?
I generally catch it after Steve's already thrown it all out in my brain and it's already there. And
Okay.
I start to beat myself up. Sometimes I go all the way into the beat down. But yeah, it's just kind of that almost that obsession to get on the scale every day to make sure I
That you
haven't
haven't
gained.
screwed up.
Yes, that I haven't screwed up and regained it all.
Yeah.
Who do I think that I'm going to be a weight loss coach? And my clients are soon going to figure out that you're just full of shit and blah 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 blah.
How much
And I'm
intentional journaling have you done on this, babe?
and well, not a lot.
Lot.
Not
Okay.
a lot. That's probably where the benefit would come out if I did some intentional journaling, like I tell people to do.
Wait, we should do what we tell our clients to do? Dang it.
I imagine that. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I would do. I mean, you already identified one of the thoughts, right? So for everyone that's listening, let's look at Janelle. She gave us like a real live example here, right? In your T line, and your thought line is going to, it is, you're never going to be able to maintain this. Who do you think you are? This is like your whole story around where you are right now with your weight.
Yep.
Okay. Now, since that is your thinking, we can guess what that might feel like.
Oh, suck.
Suck.
Defeat.
Let me look on my feelings wheel and see if suck is on there.
Yeah. If not, it probably is right
It
there with defeat. Shitty. Yeah.
defeat, shitty.
Defeated.
Right. Exactly. Not good. Not good. Right. When my clients are first learning their feelings, I usually get good or bad. Those are the extent of their feelings vocabulary. But we can go with it. It doesn't feel good, right? It feels bad, right? And so
Right.
you already told me what some of your actions are. You're grab-assing food. You're judging your food. Then you're attempting to count macros. Like your whole action line probably does not look like how you would want it to look as a no BS
Right.
person, right? Okay. So we need to work on our thoughts. We need to work on this thought that you have that you're never going to be able to maintain your weight. How many of us, y'all post in the chat, how many of you have that thought or are currently having it or had it? How many, raise your hand, give me a heart emoji, something. How many of y'all have had the thought, I won't be able to maintain my weight? Yeah. Me, same, right? Like really? I would be shocked if you didn't have that thought. Because if you didn't have that thought, how the hell did you ever get to know BS? Because most of us got to know BS because we failed, right? So of course of course Steve says you're not going to be able to maintain your weight, because remember, our habit brains, they're rooted in our past. So he's going to go back to your past to ask, if you ask, hey, Steve, do you think Janelle's going to be able to, he's like, hold on, let me go back into my Rolodex of thoughts and let me go back to the past. Well, let's see, she's never done it. So I guess the answer is no, she won't be able to. And then right. He just keeps jawing and jawing. And then all of a sudden, that belief that you're never going to be able to maintain your weight starts driving those actions. Now, I think there might also be something else in there, because you mentioned that the surgery, you've been home since December. And tell everybody what you do, because it's a really cool job.
Oh, I'm a chemo infusion nurse.
She's a nurse, y'all. And so, And she loves her job.
Love my job. I love my coworkers. I went up and saw them yesterday. Yeah.
So there's probably some other stuff going on there. But when we think about finding our shitty thinking, we really kind of want to try to take it with just one little thing at a time. Otherwise, it gets real muddy. So we're just going to stick with this. I won't be able to maintain my weight. But I'm going to guess there's some other thoughts in there, maybe that are leading to a feeling of boredom or.
Oh, yeah.
Going to end. Like,
yeah, I spent an hour this morning crying because I miss my daughter and my grandbabies, you know. But I did go ahead and book a flight and plan a trip up there for next week.
I love that you cried about it. That's a good feeling. Yeah, your feelings.
You know, I don't cry. I don't cry. That was weird that my eyes sprang a leak.
Yeah. So what would be, okay, so let's do, remember I said, okay, so we have the awareness, you know, one of the things Steve says is you're never going to be able to maintain this. That is a thought he has. That's a thought that a lot of us have. Okay. So we notice, that's the first thing we do. Now let's question it. Is that true?
Okay. I don't know yet.
She's so reluctant. Possibly, maybe. But I don't know.
I'm going to go with, no, that's not true.
No, that's
because I've never lost weight like this, you know, intentionally, while not giving up favorite foods or spending hours busting my ass in a gym. I've never done this before, so this is different. This is new. This is a new way of life, a new way of eating, a new way of treating myself and thinking of myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I did finally reach the point that I do love me. And that's what spurred the 110-pound weight loss, was I finally love me and love this body enough to treat it well and do something nice for it, like lose weight to negate. Well, number one, to feel better in my skin, to look sexy, wear cute clothes, but also to hopefully avoid things like cancer and heart disease and stroke, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Okay. So you did a beautiful job of questioning that thought. You said, I'm going to go with no, it's not true. And then you went ahead and gave me an amazing reframe, which is, I've never lost weight like this before.
Yeah.
So that's you talking back to Steve, because Steve's like, hey girl, hey, we're not going to be able to maintain this weight loss. And you're like, I hear you, but we've actually never done it this way before. And we actually get to eat all the foods we love. And so right now I can't see any reason we can't just keep doing what we're doing. Right?
Yeah.
I would write that, Janelle, every freaking day. I would write every day, this is why I'm going to be able to maintain my weight. I would write that reframe thought. I would even challenge you to come up with a short affirmation that kind of summarizes that. And I would write it every day. Because Steve's belief is that you won't be able to maintain your weight. We know where it came from, right? Because you haven't done it yet. So we get it. It feels true, right? But we want to change that belief. And you've even got evidence to support your new belief. Your brain's just not seeing it right now.
Right.
You've got some evidence that to support your belief, but your brain, our brain is not wired to see what we're doing right. It's only wired to see when we're eating the cheese sticks and the shit we don't actually have hunger for. Okay.
Right.
So I would start by changing your internal dialogue because you already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's, I don't believe I'm going to maintain my weight. I don't think I can. So we need to purposely work on changing that internal dialogue to, yes, I can, and here's why. And then
Yes, I
show
can.
it every day. Create evidence every day. What did I do today that was a maintenance action? What did I do today that helped me, that is something that I'm doing for the rest of my life? Show your brain the evidence that your new belief is true.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It sounds like good old Coach K coaching.
Yeah, Janelle used to be one of my private clients. So yeah, and then I would go ahead after you get that going, suss out some of these other things that you think might be going on with, if there's like boredom, if there's, I don't know what else is going on. Catch your feelings that are leading to your grab assing and stuff like that. If you girl, and if you ain't doing discovery worksheets, then you better get on that. Or at least journal about them, or at least say, okay, well, I think I was feeling this before it happened, or I think, at least take some guesses. You don't have to actually do the discovery worksheet, but give yourself the gift of investigating those because
Yeah,
that's where
I
your
mean,
answers lie.
I was gonna say, because I remember back when I did discovery worksheets, the actual pen to paper, there's a connection there between brain hand. It helped. So I will go on record and commit to I'll post one discovery worksheet in the Facebook group this next week.
Okay, everybody, type in the chat. Witnessed, we heard it from her
I'll
mouth.
be doing it, y'all. I'll be
She
doing
said
it.
she's going to do a discovery worksheet. Yeah, I think it's great. And the thing that keeps us from doing discovery worksheets, especially those of us that are in maintenance, the one thing that keeps us from doing discovery worksheets is a thought that we say, which is what?
Oh, I've done those before. I don't need to do those
I
anymore.
know what I'd put. It's the
I
same
know, yeah.
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Exactly. Okay, well, if you want to share your affirmation once you come up with a good one, but that's where I would
I will.
start. I would start with changing that inner dialogue about you being able to maintain your weight and then see what else comes up every time you do a grab ass, do a discovery worksheet. Let's see what comes up.
All right, I'll tag you in the group.
So good to see you. And your vacation looked amazing, by the way. I saw you post about your vacation too. It looks so
Oh
lovely.
my gosh, we're going on a cruise in April, and I'm so excited. This will be my husband's first cruise, and I haven't been on a cruise, well, since I wore fat clothes. So I'm going to start buying cute stuff to
Where are
wear
you
on a cruise.
cruising? Where are you cruising to?
We're going out of Miami on Virgin to the DR, Puerto Rico, no, one of the Virgin Islands and somewhere else.
Well, that sounds like it's not gonna suck.
It'll be warm. It won't suck. I won't be at work.
I love
I
it. I
say
love it.
that now as I long to go back to work.
Exactly. All right, love. It was so good to see you. And we'll
Oh,
see you on
thank you.
Facebook. You look
Love you
amazing.
bunches and congrats
Love
on
you
your
right
new.
back, hon. All right, see you, babe.
Thanks, honey.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So let's see. I am going to put you back down. Hold on. Let me find the screen.
Alrighty.
There you go. Bye-bye. Did it work? Yeah, it worked. Okay, let's see. Zoom user. Let's see. Promote to panelists. Come on up. I love to see all these hands raised.
Can you hear me?
Well, hello. Yes, I
Can
can
you
hear
hear
you.
me?
You look really familiar to me.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Wait
I
a
don't know
minute.
why.
Oh, man. I can't hear you, though. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. I'm not sure why I can't hear you. But anyhow, I'm not in maintenance, but you said you was going to end the call before if nobody raised their hand. But I do have a maintenance question.
Okay.
I wanted to know, when I started this journey, I was 426 pounds, and as of today, I'm 331. So I'm like 90, I'm 95 pounds down, only 5 pounds away from 100. But my question
Congratulations.
is, should I be ad identifying a maintenance goal now, or just focus on like the next 5 or 10 pounds? When did you choose your maintenance goal? I
Okay, I
can't
know
hear
you
you. So
can't.
I'm
I know
a
you can't
something
hear
is
me,
wrong
but
with my thing, so
you're
I
gonna
can
listen
hear
to
you.
the
I'm gonna let you go ahead
replay.
and answer that.
Yeah, you're gonna listen to this replay and hear this answer. And first of all, congratulations. That is amazing. But for everyone, this is a really, really good question. And the answer is, and you may not like this answer, but it's gonna be, it depends. Some people find it very motivating, no matter where they are in their journey, to set their goal way ahead of time. Some people like to set smaller goals. So what I would say to you is I would ask yourself, what is going to be most motivating to me along the way? Now, I did pick a maintenance or a kind of a first initial target of 175. I think I picked it because that was Corinne's first number. And I was like, well, that sounds as good as any. And I just sort of told myself, I'll see how I feel when I get there. So the answer is, it depends, right? You can set one, and I would pick one. I would think about actually like a time that you weighed a certain number, and maybe kind of if it was realistic, like I wouldn't go back to maybe my, well, I was gonna say I wouldn't go back to my high school weight, but for me, I weighed more in high school than I do now. So, but I would pick a weight, just it kind of, pick what you think is gonna feel good if you can remember a time that you were that weight and that felt good. But otherwise, know yourself. Like you do not, none of us have to have a goal weight. Like I truly, you don't have, there's no, this is not Weight Watchers. There's no range that we're supposed to get in, whatever. You can pick a goal weight, or you can just say, you know what? I'm just focusing on the next 5 pounds. Hell, I'm just focusing on the next 1 pound. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear
Okay,
you
good,
now.
good, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the answer is it depends. So how do you
Okay.
know yourself well enough? What if you had to pick a goal weight, what do you think it would be?
I said 150 pounds, because I mean, sometime like maybe about 40 years ago, I got down to that weight. But my lowest adult weight, like I lost 170 pounds about 8 years ago, and I got down to 250. So that's the lowest weight that, in my most recent past. So that's the number I kind of have in my head. But I don't know if I should focus on, I definitely don't feel like I should stop there because I need knee surgery. And they told me I need to get to like 225 in order to get the knee surgery. So.
How do you feel if you, how would, how do you feel if you were to say my goal weight right now is 225?
Yeah, that sounds more doable because even in 150, that's like another like 200 pounds almost that I have to lose. Well, not yeah, a little bit less than 200 pounds, but it's a lot weight. So maybe that sounds more doable. It's really even getting to well, next goal to get into 300s is 30 pounds away, and sometimes that seems overwhelming.
Yeah, right. And so that's why I said know yourself well enough, because remember how I was saying at the beginning of the call, our thoughts create how we feel. So if you have a thought going in your head like, I want to get below 300, and that's a far, far away, and that creates a feeling of overwhelm. Does that make weight loss harder or easier?
It makes it harder. Yeah,
Yes.
that first part of the combo where you were talking about the thoughts and stuff and like whether people are good with their thoughts or recognizing their thoughts or feeling. I feel like I'm not good with either one, but I am becoming more conscious of it.
Yeah.
And I always say that journaling is something I want to do, but I don't do. But I think I'm gonna re-listen to what you were saying and then use some
Good.
of those cues to help me out.
And you know why I caught your thought? Because I'm listening to you.
Okay.
Right? So I was your habit brain for just a second. I was like grabbing your thoughts. I was like, oh, she just said that feels overwhelming. Right? And so I caught your thought. You can catch your own thoughts by writing them down because then you can see them. Right?
Okay.
Because when they're just like swimming around in our head, we're so used to them. We just can ignore them mostly. Like we don't even
Right.
know. Like it was kind of how I said in the beginning. Like I didn't realize, that I even had thoughts. Grim was like, what are your thoughts? I'm like, I don't have any. I don't know what you're saying. But once I started journaling, I was like, oh. Right. And so I caught your thought because I'm listening to you. So it's really just about listening to yourself. Right. So to answer your question, it sounds like you would do okay with sort of
what I call the Ron Popeil goal setting method. Do you know who Ron Popeil is? He's that guy that
No.
did the rotisserie chicken infomercials. Set it and forget it. You ever know that guy?
Okay.
So you could set your goal weight and then just forget it. Like you could say,
Okay.
you know what? Maybe your goal is 150, but then you don't have to think about it anymore. I want you to think about a goal that's going to make you feel excited, empowered, confident. What goal would that be for you right now?
Probably the next like 10 pounds.
10 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next 10 pounds. So
I
that's your
feel like
goal.
that feels doable to me.
Feels doable. 10 pounds. We're focusing on the next 10 pounds. And then you can tell your brain, and then we'll see how we feel when we get there. And then we're just going to keep going, right? You can take this in chunks. It sounds like that would be a better fit for you.
Okay, thank you
Yeah.
so much.
Okay, tell me your first name because I your Zoom.
Wanda.
Wanda, it's nice to meet
Yes.
you, Wanda. Thanks for
Nice to
raising
meet
your
you.
hand.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you soon, hon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That's a great question. I get that a lot about goal weights, and the answer is it just doesn't matter. I mean, either way, if you do good with a goal weight, then set one. If it's overwhelming and stresses you out, then just set a shorter one. I oftentimes just, some people don't even set a goal weight. They just set their weekly weight loss goal and they just keep going, keep going, keep going. All right, Annette, you're coming on up. Let me see. We have a question in the Q&A. Can you give me some more affirmation examples? Would I'm not giving up be a helpful one? Absolutely. Yes. I'm the kind of person who doesn't give up. That's a great affirmation. Great affirmation. Hey, Annette.
I was worried about what my hair was going to look like, so I didn't raise my hand, and I should have been more worried.
What? It looks amazing. Get out of here.
I have what I call a duck butt. See how it looks like a duck butt?
I like it. Quack, quack. What's going on with you, friend?
Well, my habit brain's name is Dick.
Okay.
We have an Uncle Dick, so anyway, Dick is having a heyday, and I had a goal weight. I got there for a hot minute. It was like a trampoline. I should have called it a trampoline. And I got there and bounced up a little bit. And then every time I go see my mom, I gain a little weight and then I stay there. And then, so I got above my original range and I maintained there very easily. I didn't have to really think about things. So I did what I never do, and that is I changed my maintenance range.
Okay.
And I hate doing that because,
Why?
well, it was always like when I worked, I'm a CPA, and it's like they always had bonuses for the big dudes. And when they couldn't hit their benchmarks, they just changed the benchmarks. And then gave them their bonuses anyway. And
Okay.
why didn't you just say, we're going to give you a bonus? Why even make the benchmarks? Because you're going to give them their bonuses anyway.
Okay.
It's like, I had this maintenance range. You don't change it, you work to do that.
Where does that belief come from?
Just years of. I think it's just ingrained in me. And I was an X-ray tech for 15 years before I came at CPA, and I taught X-ray. So it's like, here's the hurdle. You have to jump over it. And if you can't, I'm not going to, this is high hurdles. I'm not going to make you jump low hurdles. You have to go over them. You
So is that
can't.
a belief that you want to keep, Annette? That the goal weight is unchangeable?
And I think it's part of my value system almost.
What is your value? What value does that represent?
That you don't, how do I want to put this? Once you set your sights on something, you don't lower it because it's easier. You don't make life easier just because you can't, it's harder for you to do. You do the reps, you do the work. to get what you want. If that's what you want and you want it bad enough, you're willing to do the reps to get what you want. You don't change the result.
Is there a different, is there another way to look at that belief? Is there a different perspective? Would somebody else maybe say something different? What do you think Corinne would say?
I was scared to ask her
I'm going to
something.
tell her right now. No, I'm just kidding. What do you think she would say? I mean, well, first of all, what are the facts? So, would you mind sharing what your goal range was before?
125 to 130,
And now it's what?
130 to 135.
Okay. So you changed it by 5 pounds.
Yeah, and I'm actually now right at the top. And
Okay.
so, before I would sit right at 128. Well, then whenever I go to meet my mom, whenever I'm with my mom, I tend to gain weight. And so I went up there for 3 or 4 days. When I came back, I was like at 132 or so. And so then I was just like maintaining like a boss at 132, 133, and I had just gotten to my maintenance range. And so I got up about there, and it was easy. It was simple. I didn't have to worry about maybe grabbing that little snack. And I'm the almond girl, like at night for my dad, eat
Yep.
with my dad. So I didn't have to worry about getting rid of that right before bed thing and stuff. And I could stay at that 133. So I thought
Okay.
maybe I'll just change it from 130 to 135, which has been bothering me. And Dick has been having a heyday. Uncle Dick has been having a heyday with.
Yeah. Are you at, where are you now? Are you at 133 right now?
I'm at 135.
135. Okay. Well, how did you get to 135 from 133?
I think I've been having a snack at 3
Okay. Why are you doing that?
because every day at 3, I think I'm hungry. I'm
So you
hungry.
have a thought that I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And several days I can tell myself, you're not hungry. It's just in the past. It's an old habit. Dick has been telling me, you always eat at 3. You've always eaten at 3. 3 o'clock, you always thought you needed a break when you worked. Well, I retire now.
What do you think would happen if you stopped eating at 3?
Oh, I'd probably maybe lose those 2 pounds over a given time.
Okay.
I've been having some blood sugar problems. And so sometimes my pump tells me I have to eat at 3. And so I could just have a chalky glucose tablet, which you're not going to eat enough of those to gain weight, guarantee you there. Take care of the problem.
Okay,
So
so here's what I think, Annette. Change your goal range, don't change your goal range. That's up to you. If you want to, because when you said, when I changed it to 130 to 135, it was so easy. I really didn't have to think about much. It was cruising along until it sounds like you had that repetitive conversation about you're making a mistake by changing your goal range. Like you're making that mean something negative about you because it's butting up against this belief that you have that you don't change the you don't change the goal line, you work harder to get to the goal line. So you have a belief that, and that's a strong belief that you have, right? We could trace it back. Who taught it to you? Where'd you learn it? Blah, blah, blah. Of course, somebody gave you that belief that you don't change the goal line, you just work harder to meet it. And so then here you did, you changed the goal line, and that's been weighing on you. See what I did there? Weighing on you. It's been weighing on you, right? And then all of a sudden, now we're eating a little bit more. Right. And we're feeling because remember, our thoughts create our feelings, which create our actions. And so, if you have a thought, something along the lines of, oh, you changed the goal weight, and instead of working harder, that means you're blank, fill in the blank. You're making it mean something about you. And that doesn't feel good. Right. I'm going to use my really lame feeling terms. Bad. It feels bad. And then from when we're our actions, when we're in that bad feeling place, they're not going to look like no BS actions. They're not going to look like weight loss actions. They're not going to look like maintenance actions. So you have this thought that changing your goal range means something bad about you. Now, I'm not asking you to change your belief. You can keep it. You can keep that. You can say, yes, Christy, I want to get back down to 125 to 130. I don't want to, I want to work hard and I want to meet that goal line. That's fine. We can keep that belief, but then we're going to start looking at where are you overeating? Then we just need to go back into weight loss mode. We need to stop saying I'm in maintenance. We need to say I'm losing weight. What are your thoughts?
I think I really need to journal about this.
Yeah. Really question your belief, question what you want. If there was no like meter stick police, you know what I mean? Like no goal police. No one was going to come in and say, well, you know, Annette, you did say 125 to 130, so you're not getting to heaven because you changed it to 130 to 135, right? Nobody's going to come in and say that.
And
Lord, I hope not.
the reason I raised my hand was because now I'm at 135. So, and I
So
have
what are
to
you making that mean?
go see my mom on Tuesday or Thursday, which means that I'll probably come back over this range and
Oh, okay, stop right there. Did you hear what you just said? You just gave me a thought that's not going to lead to helpful action. You said, I'm going to see my mom. I'm at 135. That means I'm going to come back over my goal range. Really? That's a given? Who says
no.
that? Dick is saying that
Yeah, well.
because he's basing it on your past. He's basing it on the last few visits. Could he be wrong? Let's
Well,
question him.
Dick has been wrong my entire life. Why I
So he
named
could
him
be
Dick.
wrong. So let's question him. We were like, you know what, Dick, you're right. Every time, the last few times I have come back above my goal range, but I'll be damned. I don't, that's not a given because guess what leads to the number on the scale? My actions. Guess who's in charge of my actions? Me. How do I control my actions? How do I give myself the best chance of coming, being at my mom's with my no BS actions? Well, it starts with what I'm going to start telling myself. And the first thing I'm going to start telling myself is going to visit my mom does not guarantee weight gain. That is not a fact.
Yeah, because my mother does not cook anymore. She's 90, 94 years old.
And look at your brain now giving me all the evidence of what I just said and how that's true. All I said was going to my mom's does not guarantee weight gain. And then your brain's like, yeah, let me tell you why that thought's true. Because, you know, my mom doesn't even cook anymore and I'm in control of what I ate and probably some other stuff that you were about to tell me, right? And that only happened, that line of thinking only happened because I said, I offered you the thought, it's not guaranteed weight gain. And you're like, huh, well, that could be true.
I could just eat at the home with her, and I won't eat a lot there.
See, there you go. So change your goal range. Don't change your goal range. Question that belief. Don't question that belief. I'm not telling you what to do. You get to decide. No, Christy, I'm going to keep that belief. I want to keep that was my original weight, and it's really important to me to get back down there. Great. Let's figure out how to do that. Or, you know what? I realized that somebody gave me that belief, and I actually don't think that's true. I think it's fine for people to change their goal weights. Maybe I was just wrong when I said it. I mean, that's fine too. But either way, it sounds like you have a thought about going to your mom's that that means you're going to gain weight. And that is a poison thought that's never going to serve you, Annette.
You know, and I've never liked listening to Dick anyway. Uncle Dick, this Dick.
And so far, you've been letting him run the show when it comes to your mama. Now, I'm going to imagine that there's probably a lot tied up in there that makes it a little difficult, you know, for you to talk to yourself deliberately. So my recommendation for you and your little homework assignment is going to be to journal on this. And then I would love for you to map out an actual plan for how you're going to show up at your mom's when you go visit. Write it out. This is what I'm going to tell myself every day. This is how I'm going to show up at my meals. This is who I want to be. This is the kind of eater I want to be while I'm visiting my mom. And it starts from the belief that weight gain at my mom's is not a guarantee. I could lose weight if I wanted to. I'm the boss. Okay?
Okay.
When are you going to see your mama?
Tuesday through Thursday. She has to have a CAT scan and there's some medical issues.
Okay.
Looming. So.
All right. Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all, Annette, find her on Facebook. Send her a message on Tuesday. Give her some good thoughts, good affirmations. Okay. So journal on this before you go, come up with a plan of how you want to show up and then, you know, change your maintenance range. Don't change it. That part is less important to me than I want you to decide that weight gain going to see your mama is not a guarantee.
Okay.
All Thanks. Right, love. Good to see you.
Thanks, Christy.
Take care, hon. All right. We are a little bit over, but I thank y'all so much for coming to the call today. If you are not in maintenance, but you're listening to this call, I hope you got some good nuggets that will help you practice things along the way. If you are in maintenance and you are not in the Facebook group and you are a Facebook person, come on over to the website and join, click on the community and find our Facebook. You have to be a member of the main Facebook group before you can join a subgroup, but we'd love to see you over there. We are a small but mighty group, and I'm in there almost every day chatting with y'all about things that are going on. And I will see you next month in March. I think our call is like the middle of the month. And yes, but if you have any questions, as always, come to Ask Coaches or tag me on Facebook. Have a fantastic Saturday, everyone. Take care.